Right now, we are very pleased to welcome to the show. We put out the signal, and lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien was happy to answer the call. Good morning, sir. How are we doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So we'll use the story out of Breitbart. There's one here from Washington Examiner. Some people noticed this, and it caught some attention, rightfully so. Facebook recently updated its policy on violence and incitement, and it states that death threats and incitement to violence are banned across the platform unless your threat is aimed at someone the social network has labeled as an acceptable target. Threats that could lead to death and other forms of high-severity violence of any targets were where threat is defined as any of the following. And then they list through calls for high-severity violence, content where no target is specific but a symbol represents the target, statements advocating for a high severity of violence, aspirational or conditional statements to commit high-severity violence. And these are all coupled with this, unless the target is an organization or individual covered in the dangerous individuals or organizations policy. I'm just going to kind of hand it to you, Jeff. What is your reaction to this? And is there a legal precedent either way for what they're doing?
I don't know of a legal precedent for what they're doing. I was surprised to see this, and I had not heard of this until you sent me the story, and I read the story, and I clicked through something like this. There has to be more to this, and so I went to the Facebook community standards and saw the language you just quoted. I'm like, no, it's there. And my first thought was, you know, maybe this was some, you know, intern that was on his way out and decided to put something in the community standards like this. I don't know. But this is a little bit, I mean, this is bizarre. This is just disturbing that, you know, for what I do in my practice, you know, a lot of what I do is advising clients how to avoid liability. And if I'm the lawyer for a big social media company who's already had scrutiny from, you know, Congress for various business practices and things that go on the platform, and they come to me and say we're going to put this into our community standards, we're going to allow, you know, threats of violence against people, and I would be advising them not to do that. I mean, we've seen cases in the past. The part that bothers me about it is the part that says, the clause about wherein criminal or predator status has been established by media reports, market knowledge of news event, etc. So we aren't even talking about making threats against somebody who has been convicted of something. This is the, you know, if there are media reports that somehow establish the person's culpability, which we've seen time and again, people falsely accused in the media of different stuff. Remember the Duke lacrosse case, the Gopher football team a few years ago, where it was ultimately found out that a lot of these folks that were accused didn't do anything. And now we're going to amplify that. Not only are you given, you know, you can defame somebody online, but now Facebook is going to allow people to, you know, put out calls for vigilante justice against people who may or may not actually have done something wrong. This is a dangerous precedent, and if it stays, I'm guessing we're going to see down the road some sort of a court case. If something happens, I hope nothing happens, but if somebody, you know, uses Facebook to, you know, basically put a, you know, virtual hit out on somebody, and someone carries it out, you know, we're going to see a court case as to Facebook's liability in providing the platform to do it.
Yeah, I mean, how many different ways can we tackle this? I mean, look at the subjective nature of what it is they're doing. So Facebook's, you know, sort of process here is they have their own predetermined list of individuals that are open to threats of violence, right? Okay, so let's say, again, if somebody goes and does that and then acts upon it, as you said, against somebody that happens to be on Facebook's list, but also has done no crime, you know, where's the liability there? Or is that where this is coming from? Is Facebook trying to not be liable by saying they're going to allow this so that they're not held to that kind of standard? Does that track at all?
No, because I mean, if it was a zero tolerance, period, end of story, no threats of physical violence or harm to anyone, period, that's it. They're in a better position if somebody goes and puts something up on Facebook, you know, some call for violence. But to create an exception that would allow somebody to do it, if somebody exploits that and something does happen, theoretically, they could be held liable. And, you know, you're talking about a publicly traded company with very deep pockets. If I'm the lawyer for Facebook, I tell them, get rid of this, like, today, like yesterday. I mean, you don't put this, you don't have any sort of exception. There's no exception to this.
Yeah, and are we going to reach a point where you, let's say you threaten an act of violence against a group that's not on Facebook's list, are you going to be allowed to then petition and try to give them all the reasons why that individual hurt your feelings to the point where you feel like it's justified for you to go and threaten them with an act of violence? I just don't see how... I really hope it gains the amount of attention it deserves to have, because this is not where we should be going as a society. We have a set of societal rules right now when it comes to this type of behavior and threats that works pretty well. We're not allowed to do that on the air. We get fired. We can't just make up an arbitrary list of individuals that we deem it's okay because of the horrendous things that they may have actually done. There's no justification for us to go and then say, hey, you can go ahead and we'll threaten acts of violence against that person because we know for a fact they've been convicted of pedophilia. You can't do that.
That's exactly right, John. You know, we have a system of laws in this country and in this state where we have a criminal code. We have degrees of crimes and penalties for those crimes. We have a court system that adjudicates whether or not somebody is guilty of one of those crimes. That's the forum where justice is carried out, not on the pages of Facebook. And, you know, this further undermines Facebook's credibility as a social media platform. You know, they're already editing, you know, some of the content, kind of discriminating amongst viewpoints and philosophies, particularly political philosophies on Facebook. Now we're going further and saying, if, you know, there are certain categories of individuals, it's okay to incite violence against. It's starting to become more like an echo chamber over there.
Yeah, I'm going to be very interested to see how much more attention it ends up receiving. I did, while we were talking, just because it's easy to do, I did a quick Google check over the past 24 hours, because this was actually discovered by just a user posted it on Twitter, oddly enough, and then it started gaining momentum and some media outlets picked up on it. And so far, there hasn't been, it hasn't really gained a ton of momentum yet. And I also wanted to make sure that what we were seeing was correct, because as you pointed out, I think like most people did, you know, a lot of times the internet lies to us, Jeff O'Brien. I don't know if you realize that or not. It probably lies to us more often than we like. But yeah, I went to Facebook too, and it's sitting right there, and it hasn't been removed yet. So it'll be very interesting to see what kind of coverage it ends up getting, and just kind of what kind of commentary ends up surrounding it. I'm curious to see what individuals try to step up and defend this type of policy, because in most circumstances, again, especially in public forums, it just wouldn't fly.
Right, that's exactly right, John. And I hope that this does get some more coverage. Because the sooner, the wider the coverage it gets, the sooner Facebook will delete that exception to the policy. And it should be deleted. There should not, that platform should not be used. And then, you know, some of the folks that are described, yeah, they're some of the most disgusting, vile individuals on the planet. But there is a system of laws and a system of courts that handles, that dispense justice to those individuals. And Facebook is not judge, jury, and executioner, and they shouldn't be involved with this. So I hope they change the policy and delete this exception.
Jeff O'Brien, as always, man, thanks for coming on short notice. It was great talking with you, buddy. Appreciate it.